Before the election, the University of Wyoming hosted this year's Tribal Energy Summit, where major themes were carbon capture, rare earth elements and critical minerals, and community engagement. After the election, there are questions about how far Trump will sidestep the nation's momentum toward renewable energy. Daniel Cardenas with the National Tribal Energy Association expects the next Trump administration to look similar to the last one.
They weren't outright anti-renewable. They were just preaching an all-above strategy with more of a focus on fossil energy. But I think that's probably the route that things will go, which supports what Wyoming's already doing during Governor Gordon's administration is all of the above.
Cardenas says despite campaign rhetoric, industry leaders see opportunities in a varied approach to energy production. ExxonMobil's CEO this week urged Trump to stay in the Paris Climate Agreement, which Trump promised to back out of in 2017. A vast majority of the U.S. reserves of key energy transition metals are located within 35 miles of Native American reservations, according to the investment firm MSCI. Cardenas says tribes have been left out of the conversation on the energy transition, which he calls the energy evolution, but that they could be key partners.
Collectively, tribes are the largest private landowners in the United States outside the federal government. So no matter what, if the country needs and wants to develop more infrastructure, the path to that is through Indian country.
Investments in clean energy, especially in red states like Wyoming, are foundational to President Biden's 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which Trump has called a green new scam. Trump's power to change Biden's law, however, may be limited by Congress. I'm Kathleen Shannon.